want to thank and introduce Jiwoo to you. He is the inventor of the Rybo keyboard, which many of you now have. And he's from Roviance, and I want him to come and talk about how this came about and talk with us about the keyboard. Thank you so much for coming and for giving us these keyboards to use.
Hi, I'm Jiwoo from Korea, and nice to meet you. This is my first presentation without slide. Let me just start about the story. Actually, I don't want to speak about my personal story. I just want to speak about our company had done for over 10 years. Okay, I'd like to talk about the three short stories related with each other about technology and interface slowly written by us in Mobian's company in Korea, actually for over a decade. It took so much time for us to arrive here. They are about a small core layout. Actually, small core layout is the most important concept, and that is the first story I'm going to tell you. And second is about the Rybo keyboard that we have invented from the layout for the blind people. The first story about small core layout. Actually, this small core layout is the start of all these stories. There have been, the standard layouts, QWERTY and ABC. QWERTY layout has been the layout for typewriters since more than 100 years ago, invented by Christopher Schultz. It has been the layout for computers from the outset since 1970s when the computers were introduced in our world. And it continues to be used in laptops, tablets, and smart devices everywhere and worldwide. Another standard is ABC layout. It has been the layout for pneumatic dialing on telephone keypads since 1960s. Invented by John Collin at their labs. It has been used in traditional handsets for typing letters before smartphone came in. So after smartphone came in, there is a huge demand for typing, so ABC layout has just gone away. Actually, Small Query owes very much to these two predecessors, Query and ABC. Small Query layout is made directly from Query by squeezing it down into ABC style. Small Query has been invented to learn fast and fast to type on mobile IT devices because of demand for typing needs on these mobile devices. Since Small Query is the most important character in these stories, let's try its creation step by step. Actually, this is going to be the most important concept I want to make focus on. I just want to ask you to follow its creation step by step. Actually, it's very easy to follow Small Query because Small Query is just nothing but query in ABC style. So it's just like magic. It's like a brain teaser, so let's just create it here. There are 26 alphabet letters, right? And these letters come out of query and will come into ABC style, 3x3, 9 cells. Let's start creating the small code layer here. It will take some time, but I want you to focus on what I'm saying. I want to divide these 26 letters into three groups according to usage statistics. It is actually known in the literacy, the statistics about languages, including English, German, French, and so on. So now let's try to find the most frequently used 9 letters for the first group. I will just speak the layout, the letters. You pick up the letter for the first group. A, right? A is the frequently used letter, right? A, B, C, D, E is the frequent letter. F, G, H is the frequent used letter. And I, J, K, L, and M. And O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay. These 9 letters are frequent used letters. They cover 70% of total usage. Let me tell you again. A, E, H, I, N, O, R, S, T. Do you agree on me? Okay, actually, it's a known fact about the statistics. And let's try to find the next frequent used 9 letters for the second group. And that should be C, and D, and F, G, L, M, P, U, W. These cover 25% of total usage. And the remaining the 8 letters should cover 5% of total usage. And they are B, J, K, Q, V, X, Y, Z. So actually, most people know, not just by reading sentences, but if you try small code layout, they will know these letters first group, and these letters the second group, and the other letters in the third group. Because the first group letter, you need to type once, because that is the first letter on each button. And the second group letter, you press twice, because that is the second position in each button, and so on. I want to place each letter from each group in 3x3 button cells, just like ABC style. The 9 letters from the first group are placed in the first position of each button cell. So now let's place it. A is the first group, belong to the first group, frequency of the letter, and A is put on the first position of number 4. Do you agree? So A goes into button number 4 in the first position, and E, alphabet E, is placed at number 1. So for it starts with Q-W-E-R-T-Y. So Q-W-E is put in number 1, but E is a frequent letter, so that is on number 1. A is number 4, E is number 1, and how about N? N is
9.
And alphabet O is placed at number
3,
right. And T is placed at number 2, right. Just like Corey. S should be placed at number 4, but there is already the A in number 4. So S is just moved one row down into number 7. So S is placed at number 7, just below number 4, since there is already A in number 4. And likewise, R is placed at number 5, because just below number 2, because T is already in number 2. So R is just placed one row down, it goes into number 5. And H is placed at number 8, because just below number 5, because R is already at number 5. Finally, I is placed at number 6, because O is already in number 3. So I and O actually are neighborhood, but R is put below O at number 6.
You have to do two things, I think, to get this to work. One is you have to think about where these most used letters would be on a QWERTY keyboard, a normal QWERTY keyboard, but then you just have to memorize them, because I found that I was overthinking it. So I think you do have to kind of just memorize the positions of the letters at some point. And eventually you will, but you do have to, you can look at the letters and where these most used letters are positioned on the keyboard, and so you can make some educated guesses as to which one would go in which one would be associated with which number. But ultimately, I ended up trying to memorize it.
And there is another way to use the keyboard. That's good news. That I think it can be used like a telephone keyboard.
It can be used with the ABC mode. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
What is actually on the key? I don't even know what's on the keyboard itself. I didn't hear or understand that. But
the question is, I'm looking at this keyboard, there are 20 keys. So how do we even know where to start?
Actually, I told you about the layout positioned on the first column of each button. That is E number 1, T number 2, O number 3, A number 4, R number 5, I number 6, S 7, H number 8, and N is number 9. That is the first column, the first group. And the second group is easily placed in each button, because except one letter, all of them are just corresponding to the query position. Where do you expect C in 1, 2, 9 buttons? 7, right?
No idea.
Okay. C is placed at 7, and D is placed at number 4 on the left side, and F is placed at center, number 5. G is neighborhood to F, but because F is already there, G is one row down, so number 8. And L is placed at number 6, L. And M is placed at number 9. And P is placed at number 3. U at number 2. And W at number 1. So it's just like magic. The core is squeezed into 3x3 cells. And finally, the remaining 8 letters from the third group, B at number 8 in the third column, and J at number 6, K at number 9. Actually, K must be on number 6, but J is over there, so it is moved down one row, so it's number 9. Q is at number 1, like the QWE, so Q number 1. And V, it should be in number 8, but B is already there, so V is up one row up, so it is on number 5. X is number 7, and Y is number 2, and Z should be on number 7, but X is already there, so G is on number 4, just one row up. So this completes the Smokoki layout. Actually, to find this layout, I spent several years to find the most optimal layout in 3x3 by making a software to find it. But there are so many combinations in there, so it's not easy to find the right one. And of course, I don't know the rule to find it, so it's very difficult. But after several years, I find just like this. I find this layer just like this.
My guess is there are not more than two people in this room who really are grasping this concept, and I'm not one of them.
If you take the keyboard and you face it so that the plug is down, you have four buttons on the extreme left, four buttons on the extreme right. Between those rows of buttons, you have a traditional telephone keypad. So that's where you get the numbers.
Number five is the hollow.
And number five has the indentation.
Out of 26 letters, 18 letters, just correspond to Cori to find, locate easily, intuitively. If you try the small Cori by yourself, and you will gradually find the small Cori is very intuitive.
How does A get 4 and E get 1?
I think what he's doing is taking the numbers, or the letters that are most frequently used, and assigning them the first spot on each of the 9 numbers.
Right.
And then, in order to decide which number it's assigned to, also sort of loosely associated with the placement of those letters.
On a regular QWERTY keyboard, exactly.
And then the second group of less, you know, medium popular letters get the second spot.
So you double tap, you hit it twice to get that second one.
And it's the same thing. It's, you know, first it's by popularity of use, and secondly it's by location in relation to a traditional QWERTY keyboard, and if it didn't fit where it most logically belonged, or something else was already in its place, it might have gotten bumped up one, bumped down one, but that's the loose association from location.
The bottom line is you're going to have to just memorize it.
I get it. So because I get it, I can think it through and find them. But I find, for me, it was just easier after a while, once I understood the concept, to memorize.
Okay, so Amy, what number is Q?
Well, what would you think? Where is Q on your QWERTY keyboard?
Q's
above the A.
Above the A, below the A.
Okay.
Number one, position three.
Exactly.
You will find the letters where you expect. So we'll find it. And actually, I wanted to introduce the small query first, because, you know, small query is the foundation in Revo keyboard. Of course, you can use ABC layout, but you'd better use it. I'll tell you about the user testimonial later in the story. That is the, you know, easiness, intuitiveness of layout, small query from query. And let's talk about the efficiency, the typing efficiency. ABC layout is so slow. There is some approach with the database, like T9 predictive software, so that you can type once and then it predicts the words you want to type. Actually, we can also introduce the database prediction with our Smokoki layout, but we didn't do. But it's still fast. So that's about talk about the efficiency. With QWERTY keyboard, just one tap per letter, right? Just one tap per letter, because there are 26 buttons for each other letter. With ABC layout, it requires about 2.14 taps per letter. That means you need to type 214 taps if you want to type 100 letters. With QWERTY, just 100 taps. How many taps do you think with small QWERTY? It is 1.35 taps per letter. It's just 1.35 with just 9 buttons. It's very small. So actually, this is not just for English. We found that it is also true for Spanish, Portuguese, French, German, Italian, and so on. The other languages all exhibit the same characteristic. It's just between 1.34 and 1.36. But with ABC layout, it is more than 2.2 with the other languages. I guess these are very similar because, you know, over the history, the languages spoken by in each country are introduced to minimize the energy when speaking. So the harder the sound pronounced, then the words made with those letters disappear. So like the QQQ, that kind of words don't exist, right? The frequently used letters like A, S, and T, they are all frequently used in those languages using Roman alphabet letters. Actually, we found this layout 10 years ago, but we tried to persuade people and manufacturers, but we didn't succeed at all. I just wanted to drop out this business. But later I will tell you, blind people found this keyboard. So I just tried to start again. It was funny to find that most of them understood the potential of this small cookie layout. But, you know, people wanted to try small query if there were actual products to use, actual products to buy for them to try. And likewise, manufacturers wanted to make products if there were a majority of users using small query. So these two contradictions made us not successful. Now let's start the second story about Vivo keyboards for the blind. Actually, we tried to make a fully functioning keyboard with small query layout. So the small credit-sized keyboard with four rows and five columns, we were successful turning it as a fully functioning keyboard to use Windows. The 12 buttons, you know, in the center, the middle, 12 buttons in the middle are just like from the handset, and the four buttons in the left and four buttons on the right. Actually, when we manufactured this keyboard, we were thinking about the early adopters and, you know, the physically challenged people who are very hard to move their fingers over those big Core keyboard because there are too many buttons here. And some people recommended us to exhibit at CISA conference. So we attended CISA at 2011. So many people came to our booth, and since, you know, we were a new kid in town, we are a very starting company in this community. But I found that there were many people who are visually challenged came to our booth, but not physically challenged people in CISA. So I couldn't help but to show this keyboard to them, because I didn't even think about how blind people use this keyboard. Before coming to CSUN 2011, I never had a chance to talk with blind people. These people wanted to use this keyboard to type in their iPhone and taught me how to use iPhone with VoiceOver. And that is the beginning of the Vivo keyboard history. Actually, it was a really cool experience that I learned VoiceOver from them, from the blind people, for the first time. I promised to them I'll try to make a keyboard working for iPhone. And after coming back from the expo, we spent quite some time to make this Vivo keyboard to control iPhone through VoiceOver interface. We found that it was relatively easy for us, since we had already experience with this kind of keyboard concept. And after we made Vivo not just for typing, but also to control all the VoiceOver gesture interface in iPhone. And I'm very glad that blind people find this keyboard. Now I know that the blind people is the first recognizing the value of small query or this keyboard, because blind people are usually good at memorizing things.
Pairing this keyboard, most of us couldn't find where the enter key was, and I just have to guess and start pressing on the right hand side until I get it.
Third on the right.
R3.
Actually, L1, left of the first button on the left column, L1, you can expect that is 10. The first button on the right side, L1, is backspace, and R3 is enter, and the pound button is space, you can expect from the core keyboard.
Does this have numerals and punctuation marks?
Actually, the star button starts to type the symbol one at a time. So you may try later by pressing star, and then there are all the symbols found on the standard keyboard in there.
It changes from the letters to the punctuation.
How do you find the comma?
Say comma. Comma is number 9. Actually, we have devised a way to memorize the symbol layout. Actually, like the small quote layout from Corey, we want to devise a good layout for you to memorize. We have to compare shapes, but I found that some blind people don't know the shape of symbols. The comma is just like shape number 9, so comma is put at number 9. And the closing parenthesis, it is also shaped like number 9. So it is the second symbol of number 9 button. And so actually the exclamation mark goes into number 1. That is shaped like number 1. Question mark in number 2. Semicolon and number 7. Colon and number 9. Comma and 9. And dot number 0.
I'm able to operate the phone and navigate pretty well with the keyboard. I'm sitting on a text field. It doesn't take my input. If I press the number 4, it's going to go click to the left instead of entering.
Actually, Vivo supports many modes because, you know, the limited number of buttons there. So you have to switch between the navigation mode, number mode, and alphabet mode. And also there's an audio mode, so you can control the audio. Depending on what you want to input, you have to change the layout, the mode.
How do you do that?
Let me just briefly tell you before I proceed. Actually, like the number one is left to tab in text input mode, let me tell you how you can change it. Alt-4 turns this keyboard into navigation mode. You can control the iPhone, Alt-4 navigation. And L4, it turns into number mode. So if you press L4 and the 12 was in the middle, just like the 1, 2, 3, 4, typing numbers. And L3, it turns remote into alphabet mode.
First of all of these commands and stuff that you're going to need are available on their website, and I'm going to send you the link to that to charge the keyboard. That's, you plug it into a USB port on a computer to charge the keyboard.
I think the smartphones suddenly became really helpful to blind people. So, for example, but it's a little bit inconvenient slow, you know, with finger gestures. So even if there are so many great apps in the market, blind people tend to use just a small number of apps with iPhone, with the voice of gesture, because it's somewhat inconvenient, although great technology, but it's somewhat inconvenient. So talking with Revo users in Korea and the other countries, we found that they are indeed using many apps because, you know, Revo just gives them a little bit convenience. So the difference what Revo brings here is just adding a small convenience and speed over the already great technology that has grown. But this small difference, you know, seems to make some difference in maximizing the use of iPhone for blind people. Let me just briefly tell you about the user testimonials of this keyboard. This is from the, you know, Dr. Dixon from U.S. Library of Congress. The Revo is the most accurate and efficient tool for the blind to use smartphone. She has more than 200 apps on her phone, and Revo is really valuable and helpful. And alphabet typing becomes extremely fast with small copy in Revo. Okay, let me just start a demo, a small demo.
And I have to say, a lot of this sounds very overwhelming until you see it and understand it. And it takes some time to understand the layout. But I will tell you, even I was able when he was showing it to me, within a few minutes to navigate pretty quickly.
Now, does this have to be paired somehow?
Yes, hold on, we're going to do that.
Media favorites folder, 72 today is. Media folder, 4 apps.
Okay.
Double tap to open. About pairing?
Pairing, okay.
Settings.
Settings here.
Settings.
If you
personal hotspot,
come in
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth
on.
Here.
Bluetooth.
Let me just,
settings. More info. Revo 2 button.
Actually, this is.
Revo. Forget this device. Alert. Forget device. Bluetooth. Settings. Back button.
Everybody hear this okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Now you can hear us.
Keyboard, not paired, button.
So,
Revo N1, 2, 1, not paired.
Actually,
button.
You'll find the not this one, maybe. this can be the another keyboard that.
Revo 2, not paired, button.
Okay, we'll listen to MQ1000 Revo, maybe. That is the firmware that you have here. Double click.
Revo 2, connecting. Revo 2, connected.
Actually,
button.
It is connected already.
Yeah.
Actually, it will tell you the number you want. You have
it
to type.
It gives you a 4-digit number.
Yeah.
4-digit number. And to type the number with the little 12 buttons there. And then press tap enter. Type enter. That is R3. The third button on the right. That is enter. So if you are successful, you are listening to Revo, MQ1000 Revo connected. So now it's connected. I can press number. Number 8.
Settings.
Okay, let me just
double tap to open.
Follow step by step how you can control the iPhone. The buttons and Revo on the left, there is L1, L2, L3, and L4. So let me briefly specify the button there. And on the right is R1, R2, R3, and R4. And in the middle, there are B1. Through B star, B zero, and B pound buttons. By default, this is in navigation mode, not typing numbers or alphabet. It is in navigation mode. But if you are not in navigation mode, you can turn Revo into navigation mode by pressing Alpha. Alpha is always
screen dimmed.
Turns Revo into navigation mode. In navigation mode,
media folder, 4 apps.
Number 4
double
and number 6.
Open.
You can move the icon left and right. For example, I'm pressing number 6 repeatedly to advance to the next icon.
Contacts, favorites, book today is, search folder, social folder, navigation by books.
This way.
Double tap to open.
And number four goes back.
Navigation, book, social folder, search folder, today, favorite, contact, media folder, four apps.
And number, tap to open. Number seven jumps to the last one on the screen.
Phone.
This is
double
the last
tap
one.
To open.
So if I press number six, so this is the end, right? Number one is like the home button that jumps to the first element on the screen.
Media the folder, first. Four apps.
Now if I press number four,
double tap to open.
To left side, there's no more, right? Okay, number four, number six, left and right. Number one, number seven, the first and the last icon on the screen. Okay, that also is true for every app. For example, if I
settings.
Go to settings here.
Double tap to open.
And double tap is achieved by press number five. Number five is double tap. So I go
settings.
To number five here. So number six.
Bluetooth device in Apple, more Mac, more info, settings.
So I
like
go,
Bluetooth, personal, kept, do not, notifications.
I can press
button.
Number six, and I can press number four,
do not
go back.
Bluetooth, on,
number
button,
one,
settings,
first,
button.
Number seven, and the last.
Bluetooth, button.
Number eight is the home key.
Settings, double tap
so
to
if
open.
If you press number eight twice quickly, you can just pop up the app feature.
Search field, is editing, search
up and down.
Home, media folder.
No, there's no up and down.
Double tap to open.
Actually, I think that is a great invention introduced by Apple. Mm-hmm. Up and down is not necessary, actually. Left and right is better. Quickly press number 8, it's the home button. You can...
App switcher.
Settings. Right? And then
double
you can
tap
also
to open.
Navigate through the number 4 and number 6. You can close it by pressing number 8 again. That is the home button. Now...
Media folder. Four apps.
If you want to turn the pages...
Double tap to open.
You can... press number L2 or R2. For example, R2, we can turn to the next page.
Page 2 of 11, Google folder.
And another R2.
Page 3 of 11, media folder. Page 5 of 11, page 6 of 11.
And if you
App
press
store,
L2,
33 new items.
That goes to jump
double
to the,
tap to
the
open.
Previous page.
Page 5 of 11, web 4, blind, educate, page 3 of 11, media folder, page 1 of 11.
Actually, number 3 and number 9 correspond to page up and page down. So if there's a, you know, like the Safari browser, or the whatever app that has the browse, the up and down scrolling capability, then you can scroll up and down by pressing number 3 and number 9. L2 and R2 are scroll left and scroll right, but number 3 and number 9 scroll up and down. There's a water function built in here. So start button, you can select a word.
Words, headings, language, characters.
For example, here.
Contacts folder, favorites folder.
Favorites
72 new items, 4 apps.
If you, for example, rotor,
headings, language, characters.
By character, you have selected rotor, character, and the zero and pound buttons, just previous and the next value in the rotor. If I press pound button,
capital F, A, V, O, R, I, T, E, S.
You can, the advanced value selected by rotor, and zero button goes the backwards.
S. E T I R O V A capital F.
So favorites.
Foxtrot.
Right direction and left direction. Any rotor value selected, you can change the value by pressing zero and the pound. So I told you the number one, the first home. Okay, number two. In number, if you press number two in navigation mode, you are jumping to the
two of five bars. Signal strength.
Status
bar item. Okay. T-Mobile network.
So
three of three
in there, you can also navigate through the number
status
4
bar
and 6.
Item. 3 of 3, 440, orientation, 443, T-Mobile network. Status bar item.
On status
slide
bar.
Slide down the three fingers to reveal the notification center. Double tap to scroll to top.
If you press number 3, you are popping up the notification center.
Heading.
So I popped up to the notification center by pressing number 2 and number 3. Okay. Number 2 to go to the status bar, and then number 3 to pop up the notification center. In the notification center, you can also navigate through the left, right, home and end, page up and down, and so on. If you want to close it, L1 is the one. L1 is just like escape. So
perhaps.
I close it. So this
double tap to open.
This media is a folder. So if you press number 5, you're opening the folder.
Opening media folder.
Think of
media.
5 as
open.
Select.
Yeah.
If you want to close the folder, L1 is the key to time.
Closing media folder. Media folder. 4 apps.
And
double
there are also, you know, the function keys here. And if you hold down L1 and press number 9, for example.
Volume.
That is
speech
another rotor. You know,
punctuation.
Speech rotor here.
Typing echo. Use phone edit. Use pitch. Volume. Speech rate.
So speech rate. If you're still holding down L1, you can change the value of speech rate.
25%, 20%, 15%, 20%, 25%.
So in this way, I can select any order by the, you know, without pressing L1.
Words, headings, language.
And with press L1.
Punctuation, typing echo, use phone, use hit volume.
And I can change the value, up and down, or previous or next, just by pressing number 0 or the pound button. No.
Cockpit to the I remind neighbor notes.
Let me try to type something here.
No. Add.
And there's
button.
Korean. Okay. Add the button here so I can press it.
Note. Text field is editing.
So before starting typing, you have to have the notion of making quick navigation option off.
Change modes.
Actually, that I think that is a great option invented by Apple to switch back and forth between the text input mode and the navigation mode. If I press number 5 here.
Quick nav off.
So it will double tap the text field, so we can enter the text by this way. And if I type the, you know, L4 for number typing, I press number 4, L4, and I can enter the numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
So you can type the numbers with the middle 12 keys here. And if I press L3, turns the ribbon into alphabet input mode. By default, the key ribbon is using small cookie layer for alphabet entry. So I press L3 now.
New one.
Okay, let me type something here. Number 4 has A.
A.
Number 8 has B. In the third column, so I need to press 3 times.
H, G, B.
Okay, B. C is number 7.
Yes.
On the second, so I typed ABC. So let me just type here. What do you want me to type here?
Hello. Hello.
Okay, let me just capitalize the first color right here.
Capital H, B, 5, L, 5, L, 4, space. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. H, E, R, E, space.
Here.
S, space. Is.
You know, is, 5, bug meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
R, F, B, 5, H, G, B, T, U, H, G, space. Good. Let's start. L-E-E-T-5-L-A-G space meeting.
Now I'll tell you something. Now, he doesn't have the speech on very fast, but I was able, when I did this, I was able to type it fast. You know, it went in really fast.
So let me just
say. E-double space. How? F-R-E space. R-T-Y-Y-T-U.
Actually, I typed how are you.
Yeah?
Question mark.
And then I can also edit the text by pressing alpha. Holding down alpha and press number 4.
Question mark. New question O.
I'm just moving
also,
the cursor.
Y space E R A space W O H new line.
So
new line H.
So
H.
And I can also jump
hotel.
The letter, the word by word by pressing L2 and R2. L2 and R2, the previously was page left and right in the navigation mode, but in text input mode that jumps words by word. So I can jump to the next word.
How? R. New question mark.
This way.
New question mark. R. How?
I can also, for example, select it by pressing number 5, holding down R4, and press number 5 to become in a selection mode, and I can...
H. Selected. O. Selected. W. Selected.
I can also jump to the word.
R. Selected.
So I have selected how are...
You. Selected.
So how are you? I've selected how are you. And then I can cut by pressing appropriate buttons. Actually, you can find from the manual.
How are you? Cut.
Cut. And I can move.
New line. Hello, here is Vivid Meeting. This
so I want to...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Move to top first here.
New line.
Let me paste it.
How are you? Paste.
So this way you can edit the text you have entered. Okay, if you want to enter, for example, the symbol, you can press the star button there. The comma is in number 9. So if I press number 9...
How are you?
It doesn't read comma. Actually, it is put...
New line, comma.
Symbol, star button, and number 9. It enters comma. And I can go back to the navigation mode by pressing R4. So
today, done. How are you? Heading.
So I can go back to the upper level by pressing L1.
Note, 60. Heading. Add. Search. How are you?
So that's what I type now.
Button.
And number 8, you can end the app.
Notes.
And further, you can also make this into a remote audio remote. If you change the mode, you can see how you can change this into audio mode by reading the manual. If I press number 1, it plays music. Okay. Number 1 is a play and pause. Play and pause, number 1. number two and number three, that advances to the next or previous song. So if I press number two, that is previous song.
So I'll just start with it.
So this allows you to use your music player.
Yeah. And number three, that is the next song. And number four, it is mute.
Muting.
And number four again. Using for the voiceover maybe.
Muting.
Okay.
So it's a toggle.
Yeah. And number five and number six, it's volume down and up. So you can control the audio by these six buttons here if you change Revo into the audio mode. So basically, Revo does all what you expect. Mm-hmm. Audio remote and the number typing and alphabet typing, also symbol typing and navigation mode. You can control the iPhone, selecting the icon, activating the icon, and closing the app, and change the rotor, and to change the value specified by, selected by you about the rotor. This one performs all the commands VoiceOver gesture interface provides. So there's one, just one-to-one corresponding the commands built in, inside into Revo keyboard.
This is great, and you got just a taste. And as I said, once you do this more yourselves, I think you're going to find that it becomes more intuitive as you go along.
The easiest way to contact is info@mobians.com. Info, I-N-F-O, info at M-O-B-I from mobile, E-N-C from the experience. So Mobians, that is our company name. So info@mobians.com, you can ask me anything.
Do people have questions? I know this is a little overwhelming to start, but I wonder.
How do you know if it's on or off? Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Actually, there's no sound hardware built in. So there's no way, there's no keyboard with sound.
Where is the LED on it?
LED is just above number two. LED will blink when you are pairing. And if you just, there's a power button on the left side. So if you press it longer, you can power on and off. If you press it shortly, then it will connect and disconnect the Bluetooth connection. And everything's detailed on our manual page. www.mobians.com/revo. That is where you can find the manual.
And I will send that link out to people. And it all of this is explained on the website.
But the power button is this little skinny thing on the left side.
It's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Paul, what did you
There's
say?
There's a little button on the bottom. No,
he wants on the back.
At the back side.
Yeah,
the back
right.
side is a small
right.
button for pairing. So if you press it, you can connect to other device. Battery charge, it takes about 3 hours.
How long does it hold its battery charge?
How long does it last?
About 9 or 10 continuous hours.
But when you're pairing, you have to be pressing that button or not?
No.
For the first time, actually, it goes into pairing mode automatically.
Automatically,
yeah.
When I was trying to use my text input mode, I wasn't hearing any feedback, so I have to have VoiceOver set to echo characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Actually, we wondered why the iPhone doesn't do that, but we found that there's an option to echo word character and words. Right? Words and character, I don't know, but we have to select the character and words for the iPhone to enter anything.
Okay.
How do you know when you're switching between the modes? Button?
Yeah, there's actually no feedback when you're switching back, switching the modes.
How many modes are there? When you
four.
Four is. Navigation.
Navigation, the number typing and alphabet typing, and temporary symbol mode. Actually, symbol mode goes to the previous mode automatically after the input of one symbol. The temporary symbol mode. Yeah. And then audio mode to control the audio.
But it would be good in your future version to have something that would tell people what mode they went to.
Yeah, we are actually developing our next version. If the first version, we didn't put any sound hardware. Actually, we didn't care about the people using the black people using iPhones. We didn't care about them because we didn't have any expertise in that. But our second version will have sound hardware within it, so you can see when it's pairing, when it's connected or disconnected, when it's power on and off. So you can distinguish it. And further, there's more language support, like the Spanish and the German, French. We have to type accent letters, and support that.
Yeah, so this is kind of a prototype that you guys have, but I think it's great. I mean, these are free to you to keep and to use, and we want you to give feedback and try this. It is a learning curve, but if you remember when you first got your iPhone, That was a learning curve, too?
Exactly.
I was amazed at how quickly he was able to go. And even I, as I say, within a few minutes, was able to type. One of the things I find with this that I like is that it combines the portability of a small keyboard with actual buttons that you can feel, but I can use it in one hand. You know, I can use it without having to squunch my fingers to try to hit 26 letters on a tiny keyboard.
Actually, the current version is like the Amy said, it's a prototype version, but we found that it is useful to blind people, so we just try to provide this keyboard as it is. And after that, we are just on the space that we actual research and development in our next version, but it will take some time for the actual manufacturing.
The whole beauty of the iPhone is it's small enough to stick in your pocket. Once you add another attachment to it, it kind of becomes more like your laptop.
No.
You have to decide.
No. Jeffrey, have you seen one of these keyboards?
Jeffrey, this is smaller.
This is so tiny, you wouldn't... I'll show you. We can show you one. Have somebody pass them once we can feel it.
You just leave this attached to your iPhone.
No, it's not attached. It's Bluetooth. So it doesn't attach at all. You can leave your iPhone in your pocket.
And later, actually, we have a roadmap to support not just iPhone, but we also will support Android and also Windows to control with this keyboard. That is our original concept, and we'll support within just one single hardware all the different platforms. So you can switch back and forth between different platforms.
I want to thank you so much. Giving us these keyboards is just nice. It's a lovely gift, and we really appreciate it.